First of all, Charles, what exactly is cyber war? What do you mean by that?
Cyber war is a variety of weapons, systems, tactics that can be used against an opponent to at least make him think that he's losing and therefore change his plans, profiles. You don't necessarily have to put iron on the target to actually knock it out. You don't necessarily have to use the active areas of war to engage and defeat an opponent. If he thinks he's losing, if he has the impression that things are going badly, then at that point he will at least make a decision. Perhaps I need to either change tactics or get out of the game.
So you could almost use that to manipulate him to use tactics that it would be to your best advantage and the ones that you could best defend against, I guess, huh?
Yeah, and, you know, there are some the classic areas of cyber warfare.
Yeah, give us some examples of making an opponent feel he or she is losing when, in fact, they may actually be winning.
One of the best examples of exactly what I'm referring to would be the war that we waged against the Serbs during the 1990s in Kosovo. We were able to break into several of the command and control networks, basically informing them that incoming aircraft were going to attack at certain places, so they would actually move their units in anticipation of these attacks. The net result was when these units were up and moving, they were far more vulnerable. We found out exactly where they were because we were watching, waiting for something to pop up and move around. When that happened, then we were able to selectively take out those targets with precision-guided munitions. Another very good example of cyber warfare in its finest mode was the use of viruses against Iraqi defenses during Gulf War I. Again, we were able to get into a French command and control network that Saddam Hussein used and give him the impression that attacks were coming from directions from which they were not. And in that case, they changed their defensive profile, specifically their surface-to-air missiles and their aircraft in sorties, and essentially put them up as sitting ducks for our aircraft, which were waiting for them. The initial shock of the Gulf War was actually started off with a cyber shot, in that the command and control network was essentially blinded for a very few seconds while the F-117s took out certain radar sites. So basically, you can use classic hacking, virus activities, things that we're very familiar with the Internet, as well as much more subtle attempts to change an opponent even before the shots are fired. A very good example of the kind of cyber warfare that we're utilizing against Al-Qaeda is interception of their communications, interception and identification of their funding sources, and then shutting them down. The use of this kind of tactics, again, dates back to the second Gulf War in 2003. We were able to actually identify some of the sources of Saddam Hussein's funding, and there was a debate inside the Pentagon that reached the White House. We can shut these links down, but the problem is that it would actually reach into the French banking system and may very well cause a certain problem in Europe.
So we have to be careful how far we go with the misinformation, huh?
Exactly. And in this case, we could have shut down the funding supply to Saddam Hussein, but we elected not to because, well, you know, Jacques Chirac, I'm certain, would love to use his ATM card. But it wouldn't have been difficult for us to do so. And again, there are other variants of cyber warfare being employed, especially by the military, against not only our opponents, but we've also seen some of them apply it against us. The Chinese are very good. They actually have three separate battalions that are assigned to information warfare tactics, offensive actions. they have recently penetrated into the Taiwanese computer systems and planted several different, let's put it this way, little stories that have circulated about bribes that took place, about Taiwanese officials who could be implicated in those bribes, such as President Chen and his family. This has actually reached into Europe and is causing a big stink right now in France. A French cyber war team assigned to EADS, which is a defense consortium very similar to Airbus, apparently got into a hacking attack, perhaps in an illegal format, maybe an independent, we're still trying to figure that one out, where false stories were planted about bribes being associated with the sale of French-made frigates to Taiwan. The bribes were quite real, and there is an ongoing investigation. We've already had a Taiwanese naval officer commit suicide because he was implicated in this.
And so the tactic of misinformation and creating suspicion within the circles of your enemy works quite well, doesn't it? Everybody's suspicious of everyone else. Whom do you trust?
Well, you've got that, and you also can attack your political opponents in this fashion. It can be blown out of proportion. You can actually pin them down in court to the point where there are real investigations ongoing. And that's the kind of things that we're talking about.